Hey everyone, this is Austin Scher here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Brian James. He has just released a fantastic new track. It is called On My Way for Christmas, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Brian, I want to thank you so much for being here. How are you doing? What's going on?
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me. Just chilling on a, what is it, Tuesday? Is it Tuesday?
It is a
Tuesday?
Tuesday morning, at least where I'm at. I guess Tuesday afternoon where you're at.
Yeah, 2 p.m. here. So
Nice. What's been going on, man? You obviously been busy. You've got new music out.
yeah, I'm real excited actually. After this podcast, I'm headed to the store. I gotta find me a some kind of red shirt. I'm doing a Christmas video
Oh,
for this
perfect.
song tomorrow.
Good. Honestly, what better time to plan than before the actual holiday? Because too many people, I think, release closer to it, but you kind of need to let the song breathe a little bit. And I think, yeah, releasing before Thanksgiving is really the way to go here.
I agree with you. I mean, I understand some people get annoyed with that, like, oh, Christmas already, but you know what? Don't be a Scrooge.
They can shut up, dude. No one cares about Thanksgiving. It's just one day, but Thanksgiving is like the entire month and beyond. People celebrate and have their good times.
That's right.
Well, the first thing that I want to talk about is obviously, the lyrics and what it's about and this and that, but I want to commend you for creating an original song as opposed to just like another cover, because we have way too many of those out there. So good for you
Yeah.
for doing something new, especially when there's not a lot of new when it comes to holiday music.
Yeah, well, thank you. There's a little bit of a story behind that. My record label, Bell Chase Records, asked, they told me, hey, Christmas is coming up. We need to do a Christmas song. And I said, okay, that's no problem. I'll pick out a, one I like to sing.
Sure.
And they immediately said, no,
Good
we
call.
want you to write one.
There you go.
That actually excited me because at heart that's what I do. I like to write my own music. I just feel like I can relate to it better
Sure.
and sing it better if it's my own. Not saying that you can't other people's lyrics and music
Yeah.
if you relate to them, but it just feels better to me if I can do that. So I was excited and got in the studio. I've always been a fan of upbeat stuff, I don't mind the slow Christmas stuff, but I had an immediate decision in my head that I was gonna do something like a, I mean, what I had in my head was Trouble Christmas song,
Sure.
huge fan of Travis Tritt and that song and that upbeat thing. So I said, that's what we'll give it a whirl. And then next you have, obviously you have to think about content. And that was all real because, I've missed a couple Christmases with my family, and I hated it. I didn't like it at all. And I just thought to myself, I should make this song about that and those times of what I was feeling and wanting to be home for Christmas, wanting to see my mom and my dad, because, they're getting older and you just never know in life, you want to
I
spend as
feel
much time.
I know, but yeah, seriously, I'm like, what better time to do than the holidays? I feel like a real like optimism about this song, obviously from the words, but just the way that it feels too. And this is just going to be me like blowing up your ego for the next, 20 minutes or so, but no, truly, like this song and everything, it just sounds really nice. Like your vocals fit the vibe perfectly. I love, like the country-esque feel that it has to it. And it truly is a holiday song that doesn't really sound like others, which again is a really difficult thing to do. I know there's plenty of country covers and this and that, but like to come out here with an original is so unbelievably difficult that you make it feel easy, which is a really nice thing to do.
No, that's a really nice compliment. Thank you. That
You're
means a lot to me.
welcome. And so I want to talk about the production here. So how does it work with you being, I suppose, a solo artist? Like, do you do all the instrumentals? Like, do you have a team behind you? What's like the inner workings of that?
Yeah, so I have a little studio, I'd say a writing studio set up in my home,
Cool.
and everything kind of starts there.
Yeah.
I get the template, I get the main thing, and but that being said, I can get some pretty good tracks still.
Yeah.
You know,
clearly.
Yeah, if I want to lay guitar down or something like that, or vocals, not so much. I need a real, you know, I sure. need the real stuff for the vocals. But so I kind of work like that. I do what I can on my own,
yeah,
at home, and then go into the studio. And in this case, the guy that worked on this song is just one of my absolute favorite people in the world. We've known each other for years and just never seemed to hook up and do anything.
Sure.
And oddly enough, I was at a 4th of July party and he was there.
Okay.
And I played cornhole too. I was a cornhole pro for 2 years.
You're joking. A cornhole pro? I mean, yeah. I'm a very casual on the holidays player, but I've seen some of the videos of the pros and I'm just like, I'm very impressed by that.
I was on ESPN two times last year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was fun. So at the party, I busted out my boards. Everyone was bored and I'm like, you know, and Chuck was one of the ones that really took to it. And Chuck Elkazian is the guy I'm speaking of.
Sure.
Very well-known producer here in Detroit. And we were throwing and, you know, I'm a teacher at heart. I've taught kids how to fish. I teach kids how to throw cornhole. I love teaching people how to do things that I know how to do. And so I was showing him, you know, but what he liked about it the most, and I think this had a big part to do with him working on my stuff. Because when I got to the studio, he said, you know what I like about you? That day at cornhole, and it sounds really small, but that day at cornhole, when you were showing me things, you told me what I was doing right and not what I was doing wrong. The first thing you did was told me what I was doing right.
A sign of a great teacher.
I think that just planted a seed there.
It must have.
You know what I mean?
I totally understand.
A character thing, right?
Because someone that is able to teach correctly means they're also open to criticism. Like
I didn't even think that deep. So that was nice. I'm glad that you said that.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. No, keep going though. This is a great story. Relationship started there basically.
So the relationship started and it didn't start immediately, but I had this song coming up and I don't know why I thought about it. And I thought about Chuck and I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to send him a message and just see if he'll work on this and what he would, you know, what he needs to work on this. Cause I'd really love him to do this because I've heard about Chuck for so long and the things he's done. And I sent him a message and he immediately replied and it was a match made in heaven. We're working on an entire album now. And
nice. Okay.
Yeah. So it was a really good connection. And so, back to this song.
Yeah. No. I love the side stories, especially though, because like two things. I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of people that have worked with Chuck and they always have glowing responses of the experience, but also because the guy is just amazing at producing. Like he's worked with some serious legends. Like he's got, you know, a ton of accolades under his belt. So to have someone with those ears and those skills working on your music and him agree to do it just based off a tiny little interaction is a huge thing.
Yeah, I think so too. And man, I'm telling you, it was just a match made in heaven. You know, we play off each other. We think the same things. It's really odd.
Yes.
We had an actual track where I played something and he was kind of directing me. That's how we do things. Like I'll play guitar and he's right there next to me and he's going, you know, say things a split second before he wants me to play it.
Right.
We have that kind of relationship
during
the track. And I played something and he goes, I'm freaked out. That is exactly what I was playing in my head.
Beautiful.
You played exactly what I was hearing.
Amazing.
So he's like, I don't know if you believe it. You know, I said, yeah.
Well, listen, you know, like that's a whole nother conversation, but like, sometimes an artist and their producer, if you don't have that synergy and like that electricity between each other, then maybe the relationship isn't going to work. But especially when it comes to music, sometimes your brain just goes to that place where you know where it's going to go. And it's like, yes, like I'm meant to be here. I'm meant to be doing this thing. And to get that feedback on the spot, like that's priceless right there.
Yeah, it was. It really was totally cool, you know, and it was on that song, on the Christmas song. So
sure.
Everything, you know, it couldn't have turned out better as far as I'm concerned. The
I agree.
relationship, the song, you know, the quality of it, the audio, and yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes.
Totally.
People seem to like it, you know, and that's a win for me. That's, you know, if I can
that's step
make somebody
one.
feel something, you know,
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
We don't need to like get super into it if you don't want to talk about it, but you mentioned a record. I don't need to know specifics. I kind of just want to know in terms of sound and style and even like genre, are you going to go in the same realm? Have you decided that yet?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It definitely has, it has its vibe, and it's kind of, I try not to pigeonhole myself too much.
Totally. Yeah.
I think this album is going to have a lot of diversity. It's country music, but it has a little rock flair to it.
Of course.
You know, I'm a rocker, and there's heavy guitars. There's all that stuff, but I think there's some really great hooks. And I think the diversity is really nice. One song I'm really excited about is a Jimmy Buffett tribute that I wrote.
Sweet.
To Jimmy Buffett. So, and it turned out, it's turning out really, really good.
Nice.
So I'm excited to hear, you know, that end result and how that turns out. Dogs.
Very cool. It's okay.
Hey, it's only other dogs. It's only other dogs. Hey.
Mine does the same thing. You have nothing to worry about. It's because when they bark, they think that like, oh, once they walk away, that they did their job. Like,
yeah, that's right.
They were walking anyway. Like you didn't do a damn thing.
Okay, one second. Hey, no worries. Hey, it's all good. It's another dog. Yeah, it's okay. I'll close the shades.
I love it. What was I gonna say? So in terms of actually making these songs, on this song, maybe on future ones, how does it start for you? Does it always start with lyrics? Is it ever just you messing around on an instrument and then getting the flow with it? Or does it kind of, you know, change from song to song?
I think that in my earlier days of writing, which I was more rock based, sure. You know, when I was a little teeny bopping insubordinate brat.
Sure. Get it completely.
Always started with guitar because I've been a guitar player longer than anything.
Sure.
And so it always started with a guitar riff or something like that, or a drum beat. Nowadays, I literally wake up in the morning in my bed and my phone is right next to me, and I'll just pop a lyrical idea and I'll be right on it.
Sweet.
You know, and I'll write the song right there in my bed. Lyrically, you know, lyrically. So I definitely, and especially with the genre, you know, that I'm doing now, country music, it's storytelling, right? So
absolutely, lyrics are definitely the most important thing.
They're the most important thing, right? So I'm always trying to better myself in that area, and so it 100% starts with either a lyric or a hook that I'm hearing of some kind. Never with instruments anymore, because I've learned that you can build anything around a great melody and lyrics.
Totally true. And yeah, obviously I think that changes from genre to genre, but yeah, as far as country music is concerned, people want good stories. You know, they want to be sucked into the lore of it all. They want to get to know you as a person. I think that's also why we're probably seeing so many solo country artists instead of bands, because you get attached to the people. You know what I mean? It's like these parasocial relationships. I totally understand that.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I really believe that in country music. So that's where it starts for me now. And I'm just trying to get better at it all the time, you know?
Never ending process. That's for sure.
Never ending process. Yeah. You know, I will say the ones that come together the quickest are just the ones that are my life experiences.
Totally.
That it's just the truth.
You can't fake that.
Right.
And honestly, like the sincerity of it all comes through in the music. I can't tell you how many, you know, whatever top 40 songs on the radio that are just like, all right, let's get 20 writers in a room. Let's, you know, make up the most insane thing that never happened. And like, you know, But yeah, there's nothing like really getting
That's
to
so
know.
true.
It's so true.
That's so
There's
true.
nothing like getting to really know someone and you feeling like, whether it's a sad thing or an optimistic thing or whatever it is, like, yeah, I want to get to know this person and I can tell that, this thing actually happened to them. So
This
I
actually
get it.
happened.
I get it. With all that being said, though, we are very much towards the end of this year. I'm sure you've had a great 2023, but I want to know what is on the horizon for the new year. You've talked about an album, any touring shows, any other things you'd like to talk about?
So right now the focus is just to get this album done. I'm working on it. And there have been talks of touring, getting out there. I definitely want to get out there. I mean, I'm a person that lives for the road. I really do. I just want to get out there and play for people, meet new people, gain new fans. If I had it my way, I'd be doing it, 365 days.
Of course.
I like it. That's just what I love to do. So, yeah, there's talks of that. But right now the focus definitely is get this album done, this Christmas song video, get that done. Very cool thing about that, we got the Pistons dancers
Nice.
to star in that video. So I'm really excited about that
Very
tomorrow.
cool. Nice. That's gonna be well, I'm excited to see the video and definitely get it added to everything once it's fully out as well.
Awesome.
Is there an unreleased song of yours that you're most excited for people to listen to, whether it's finished or in the works or just something that you're really excited about?
Oh yeah, there is. It's the song that actually got me signed.
Nice. Okay. It's gotta be
And
great then.
it's a little bit more of a ballad sound type song. I would say mid-tempo ballady. But it's a song called You. And it sounds really simple, but it's a not quite what you think from the title. There's an acronym in there, and I start my day with a U. And I literally, that's I woke up one morning and I was thinking about my girl, and I was like, man, I do this all the time. I open my eyes and that's what I think about. And so I start my day with a U. Some people start their day with a coffee or a Monster energy drink or whatever. I start my day with a U.
Love that.
So yeah, I'm really excited about that song when it comes out. And I think it's slated to be somewhere around Valentine's Day.
I mean, perfect time for
Right?
that type
I hope
of song.
I didn't say too much and I don't get in trouble, but I
No,
think
it's okay.
that's what they're thinking.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, I've got a couple more for you. I want to know, is there any specific artist or record that really resonated with you this year? Something that you listened to that you thought this person is doing something different?
I'm actually I'm a huge Hardy fan. He's an absolute lyricist, like genius, wordsmith to the T. So I'm a big fan of him and how he just kind of doesn't really care about what anybody thinks. He just does his thing, you know what I mean? And in some songs, I don't think that you can pigeonhole a certain sound of country music anymore. I think country can have a little hip hop in it. Country can have a little,
Oh, it can be anything now. Yeah.
metal in it.
Totally,
It's
totally.
anything, right? It's just music. It's just great songs is the way I look
Exactly.
at it now. And I think that he's just such a great writer that, when I listen to his album, I'm just like, man, I wish I could do that. I wish I could write those lines. You know
Takes
what I
time.
mean?
Takes time. I
Crazy.
get it. I get
It's
it.
crazy. So that, yeah, I would say that album, as far as listening to, almost an entire album, I don't really listen to full stuff anymore. You know how it is these days. It's like you listen to one song, maybe you'll listen to another if you like it, and then maybe another. But I would say he's been the biggest influence just because the writing aspect of things.
That makes sense. My last question for you here is, basically for the person that is going to discover you from this interview, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your song for the first time?
Oh man. Well, obviously, I hope they enjoy the song and enjoy the music, and I hope that they hear the sincerity in the lyrics. And this is actually a true story and actually did come from me and my heart.
Yeah.
And you know, and the other thing is, you know, don't it's a little tongue in cheek. There's a couple lines in there where it may seem like I'm acting a little arrogant, but I'm not an arrogant person at all.
It's confidence. You need to exude some confidence in your music.
Yeah. And it's just funny. I put it in there because I'm a funny person. I've been told, sure, I'm a funny person. And my mom, you know, I joke around with my mom and dad all the time, and I knew that they would love that.
Awesome.
My entire family, actually, those few lines. So, and cool. when you hear it, you'll know.
Exactly. Brian, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, truly. Please let me plug your song for you one more time before we wrap up here. So if you missed out, this is Brian James. The song is called On My Way for Christmas. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along. And obviously stay tuned for more. Sounds like there's way more music in the works. I'm excited to hear it, and make sure to keep everyone updated as well. But seriously, thank you so much for taking the time. It really means a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And anytime, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right. Have an amazing rest of your day. Good luck with the shoot. And I hope to speak soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day.
See ya.